Transporting electricity over long distances has transformed the way we live by bringing cheap electricity to people's homes. But technological advances are causing ruptures in the traditional electric grid, and they're changing the way that energy is produced and shared. Microgrids are predicted to be the next big thing in electricity supply, allowing us to produce our own electricity and share it with our neighbours. Reporter Jess Davis has visited the first microgrids under development.
On the outskirts of Melbourne's eastern suburbs, an energy transformation is taking place, a testing ground for how our cities could use and distribute power in the future.
We have about 50,000 people come to this campus per day during peak times.
Scott Ferraro is the program director of the Net Zero Initiative, Monash University's project aiming to be 100% renewable by 2030. This campus is in the process of being turned into a microgrid.
So we've got 20 buildings here which we're connecting into our microgrid. So really we're trying to replicate what will happen in a real city.
At its simplest, a microgrid is a small freestanding electricity grid, anything from a couple of buildings to a suburb or whole town. There are two kinds of microgrids: isolated grids that aren't connected to the main grid. These would typically be found in rural and remote areas. And grid-connected microgrids, like the one here, that can generate its own power, sharing it locally, but can also buy or sell into the main grid.
So we're trying to consume as much solar as we can on site, but we also want to link and take electricity from the grid when it's cheaper and more efficient to do so.
But it's not just universities and tech companies leading the way in microgrid technology. In the northern Victorian town of Yakandanda, the community is building three microgrid networks in its bid to become 100% renewable. Local resident Donna Jones is part of a trial, with 14 houses in her suburb set up with solar panels and a subsidised battery.
The cost of electricity when you've got solar panels on the roof is already reduced because the majority of the power that you're using, you're generating yourself.
The long-term goal is that the energy generated by solar panels and stored in home batteries can be shared between neighbours.
It means that you'll be purchasing your energy at a competitive rate, but knowing that it's just coming from your neighbour's roof rather than from some generator far, far away.
Across rural and remote Australia, microgrids have been used for years to electrify towns that were previously without power. Thursday Island is one of the largest communities to do this, with 4,000 residents connected to a microgrid, although it's generating electricity mostly from expensive diesel generation. Mayor of Torres Shire, Vonda Malone, wants more government support for isolated communities like hers to transition to renewable microgrids.
It costs a lot of money to get things to our communities. What you pay in Melbourne, we pay four times more in our communities.
It's the Mayor of Torres Shire Council, Vonda Malone, ending that story by Jess Davis.